今天早间也来感动我们。
We are deeply touched by the Spirit that made Watchman Nee write the song, and we ask that the Spirit will fill us today as well.
从我们的深处也愿意说，我要赞美，再要赞美。
So that from the deepest of our heart, we will praise and praise some more.
赞美何等的甘甜。
And how sweet is this praise?
虽然我边赞美边流泪。
Even though I'm weeping while I'm praising.
但是我们知道，甘甜比钱更加添。
But then we know that our joyfulness will just be ever more.
这诗歌讲到只有一个祷告。
In this song, it sings that there's only one prayer.
我们的主他能够加添，我们减少。
And that our God will increase and we must decrease.
我们一起来读约翰福音第三章。
Let's read John chapter 3.
请我们读第22节到第26节。
From 22 to 26.
约翰福音第三章22节到26节，请我们一起来读。
Let's read.
这是以后耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。约翰在靠近耶路撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。那时约翰还没有下在监里。约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的礼，就来见耶稣，犯说：拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。我们在这里看见施洗约翰他在那边所做的事情。
And here we saw what John the Baptist did.
那我们也看见主的门徒在约旦河那边也在那里施洗。
And then we also see that the disciples of the Lord are also baptizing in the river of the Jordan.
那当人都跑到主那里去的时候，
Now when everyone is coming to the Lord,
他的门徒心理上过不去。
His disciples had a different thought.
在约翰福音第二章，我们知道施洗约翰他来有一个使命。
In John chapter 2, we see that John comes to this land for one purpose only.
他的使命是要将耶稣基督显明给以色列人看。
And his purpose is to reveal Christ to the Jews.
所以施洗约翰他自己非常的清楚。
And John the Baptist has a very clear purpose.
他在那边施洗的目的是什么？
What his purpose of his baptism is.
当主耶稣来到约旦河的边上，
So now that when Christ has come to the river of Jordan,
来到施洗约翰的那里，
And when he came to John the Baptist,
施洗约翰看见他就在那里宣告，看哪，神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。
So then John the Baptist, when he saw Jesus, he said, Behold, the Christ has come.
他在那里为耶稣基督来做见证。
So here,John the Baptist testified for Jesus.
这一位是神的羔羊。
For this is the Lamb of God.
只有这一位是背负世人罪孽的。
And this is the only one that is worthy to take away our sin.
他在那里见证圣灵降在耶稣基督的身上。
And there he testified that the Spirit has ascended onto Christ.
施洗约翰是一个何等宝贵的见证人。
And John the Baptist is a very precious testimony of Christ.
圣经上写到说，在次日。
And then on the Bible it says on the next day.
他又看见耶稣基督在行走。
John the Baptist saw Christ walking on the land again.
他说，看啊，神的羔羊。
Then John the Baptist said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
所以施洗约翰他里面非常的清楚。
So John the Baptist has a very clear understanding.
那这一位行走的羔羊，
That this Lamb of God who is walking,
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
是他蒙召出来所要见证的那一位。
And he is the one that John the Baptist has to testify about.
但是我们看见当人到了主耶稣那里去，
But now that we see when people come to the Lord,
而他的门徒们心里面是过不去的。
His disciples had a different thinking.
讲到这些门徒，施洗约翰的门徒的光景，其实跟所有的人的光景，天然的情形，其实是非常相像的。
If you take a look at it, Jesus' disciples at that time, their condition and their thinking are just like the mere man.
多少时候我们生活，我们过日子，就是以我们自己为中心。
And a lot of times, as we are walking on this land, we are self-centered.
在所有的人类当中，我们好像是整个宇宙万有的中心，就是我们自己。
And among all the people or among the whole universe, we will think that we are the center.
我们看见撒旦他堕落的时候，
We see that what Satan can do.
他原本是明亮之星，他是早晨之子。
We will see that Satan was fallen from heaven. He was the star of the morning, the son of dawn.
讲到说，这一位 早晨之子这位明亮之星他是怎么堕落的。
And then in the Bible it tells us how this star of the morning and the son of the dawn has fallen from heaven.
因为他心里自己说我要升到天上。
Because this person said in his heart, I will ascend to heaven.
他说我要高举我的宝座在神众星的上面。
And I will raise my throne above the stars of God.
他说我要坐在聚会的山上
and I will sit on the mount of assembly,
在北方的极处
in the recess of the north,
他说我要升到高云之上
and I will ascend above the height of the cloud,
我要与至上者同等
so that I will be equal to the most high.
我们看见撒旦他是怎么堕落的
so we see that this is how Satan has fallen from heaven.
一个明亮之星一位早晨之子
for he was the star of the morning and the son of the dawn.
但是当他一路长老说我要我要我要
but then later on he said, I want to do this, I will do this, and I will do this.
总的来讲他把他自己成为这个中心
to summarize, he has now become self-centered.
这位创造宇宙万有的主宰不再是他的中心。
For the creator of all is no longer his center.
我要升到天上。
And then he said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
我要怎么样？我要怎么样
？I will do this and I will do that.
因着他的骄傲。
It is because of his pride.
神查出他的不义。
God has now seen his unrighteousness.
他堕落了。
And now he has fallen.
而今天这个堕落的生命在人的里面。
And now that we also share this fallen life,
是那么的实在
and this is our reality.
好像我们所看见所有的宇宙万有应该是绕着我们来旋转的
Just like how we think that everything else in this universe should be made for us.
就像当初人以为所有的世界都是绕着地球在转的
Just like in the beginning when all the scientists think that the whole universe revolved around the earth.
当有人提出说不对不对不是绕着地球转的
And then when other scientists think that it is not true,
很多人是受不了的
A lot of people refuse and reject the idea.
当因着骄傲
But now it is because of the pride.
因着人是以自我为中心。
And it is because of the self-centered nature of people.
我们从圣经里面看见好多时候那个反映出来的是那个嫉妒是那个纷争。
So a lot of times in the Bible, we'll see the result of being prideful is ignorance and arrogance.
我们看当该隐和亚伯都将他们的祭物献给神。
We see that Caleb and Abel gave their sacrifice to God in the beginning.
神厌中了亚伯的祭物。
And then God liked Abel's sacrifice a little more.
亚伯是献什么？
And what did Caleb give?
他是宰了羊。
He gave a lamb.
作为牺牲把他献上。
Caleb gave a lamb to be his sacrifice.
神不厌中该隐的祭物。
For God did not treasure Caleb's sacrifice.
那该隐呢？他的祭物是从地里的出产拿来献给神。
Because Caleb's sacrifice is from the land.
那我们知道神他在亚伯的身上是第一个启示来看见神的救恩。
So through Abel's sacrifice, we see that this is the first grace of God.
他的献的祭满足了神心里面的要求。
Because his sacrifice and his offering was satisfying to God.
但是该隐因为看见神厌重亚伯的祭物不厌重他的祭物他里面就起了嫉妒
But now Caleb sees that God likes Abel's offering a little better He has now become jealous and envious
该隐就把亚伯给杀了
So Caleb killed Abel
这是一个嫉妒产生的一个结果
And this is the consequences of being jealous and envious
我们也看见约瑟的故事
Then we also see the story of Jacob
Joseph他是一个蒙爱的儿子。
He is a beloved son of his father.
这个父亲是特别的喜欢他。
And because he is the most loved among the 12.
但他的哥哥们呢就嫉妒他。
But then all his brothers are very jealous of him.
圣经就讲到说先祖嫉妒约瑟把他卖到埃及去。
So that due to the jealousy, Joseph was sold to Egypt.
因着嫉妒就把他的弟弟给卖到埃及去了。
And it is because of their jealousy, the brothers sold the younger brother to Egypt.
当然我们也知道他被卖到埃及去下面就有好多好多的故事发生了。
Then of course from that, there's a lot of stories coming from Joseph.
所以圣经讲说但是神与他同在。
But then in the Bible it says, at the whole time, God was with him.
我们也看见扫罗和大卫的故事。
And then we also see the the story between Saul and David.
当大卫把哥利亚给杀死以后
when David killed Goliath,
那好多好多的妇女在那里歌唱，在那里欢呼啊。
A lot of women sing and praise David at the time.
我想扫罗原本是蛮高兴的，今天有一个人能够把他们的仇敌一个对头这么可怕的哥利亚给杀掉了。
And at that time, I think Saul was probably joyful as well because he's.Biggest enemy Goliath was slain.
原本在他们的国家里面，没有一个人敢去对付哥利亚的。
Originally, no one dared to face Goliath.
整个国家都受到羞辱。
And the whole country is now ashamed because of Goliath.
哇，今天大卫出来了。
But now David has been ascended.
他的那个甩那个机旋呢、啊，这么厉害啊，一下子把。哥利亚给杀掉了。
David using just a stone killed Goliath.
这应该是一个很高兴的事情。
And this should be a very joyful matter to everyone in the country.
但是当扫罗他听见妇女们在那里呼喊说
But now that when Saul hears the old woman singing and praising for David,
说到扫罗杀死千千 ，so kill like thousands.
Oh, that's it. Even though Saul kills thousands.
但是呢，大卫是杀死万万。
But David has killed 10,000.
Yeah. 一下子扫罗里面受不了了。
So all of a sudden, now Saul has taken over by jealousy.
本来是一件全国举国在那里欢欣快乐唱歌跳舞的时候。
Originally, it was a matter of joy for the whole country.
一下子怎么有人说扫罗是杀死千千，大卫却是杀死万万呢？
But now people are saying that Saul can only kill thousands and David can kill 10,000.
他里面起了嫉妒。
And now the jealousy has grown in him.
那我们就看见下面就是大卫悲惨的日子开始了。
Then later on we'll see that now it is a sad story for David.
所以一路上扫罗就要来追杀大卫
Because now Saul wants David to be killed.
所以我们从圣经里面一路上看见那个源头从撒旦而来
So that from the Bible we will see that the origin of jealousy is from Satan.
所有的他以自我为他的中心
And it is because this origin is from the self-centering purpose.
然后高举自己
And if you want to ascend yourself up high.
然后里面有一个骄傲
And in you if you have a pride.
然后里面有一个嫉妒就产生了
Then slowly you will have jealousy and envious.
在林前三章三节
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3:3,
说你们人是属肉体的
It says for you are still fleshy.
因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争
For since there is jealousies and strife among you.
这岂不是属乎肉体照着世人的样子行吗
Are you not fleshy and are you not walking like mere men?
雅各书三章十六节说在何处有嫉妒纷争
And it's James 3:16 says for where jealousy and selfish ambition exist.
就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事
There is disorder and every evil thing.
所以我们看见在这幅图画的里面当人都到主耶稣那里去的时候约施洗约翰的门徒他们心里面起了嫉妒
So in this picture in John we'll see that when everyone comes to worship Christ John's disciples now have these jealousies within them
也许他们为他们的这个夫子啊打抱不平
Because John's disciples feel unfair for their master John the Baptist
好，你所见证的那位现在施洗众人都往他那里去了
For it says that the one that you testified about now everyone is coming to worship him instead
但是我们下面看看施洗约翰他自己是怎么来反应的
But now let's see what John's response is
约翰福音三章二十七到三十节请我们一起来读
In John chapter 3:27-30 let's read
约翰说若不是从天上赐的人就不能得什么我曾说我不是基督是奉差遣在他前面的你们自己可以给我做见证娶新妇的就是新郎新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐故此我这喜乐满足了他必兴旺我必衰有人讲说这段话可能可以代表整个旧约最后的一段话
People may say that these three verses represent the last segment of the Old Testament.
施洗约翰他非常知道他的身份，他的使命。
For John the Baptist clearly knows what his roles and his responsibilities.
当他的门徒们或者是为他来打抱不平。
When his disciples think that their master deserves a higher place.
但施洗约翰说，若不是从天上 是的，人就不能得什么。
But then John said this to his disciple, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven.
今天这些门徒们，他们也许有嫉妒，也许真的就会产生一些的纷争。
Maybe John's disciples at that time were jealous, so at that time they have strife among themselves.
使徒约翰知道一切的来源到底是在哪里。
But then John the Baptist knows where this origin of jealousy is from.
神才是所有事情的源头。
And John knows that only God is the origin of everything.
今天人在地上所有的当以自己为中心的时候，
So now when people walking on this land are self-centered,
有很多的结果产生。
And a lot of time there will be consequences.
有很多的嫉妒，很多的纷争。
And the consequences is you will have a lot of jealousies and there will be a lot of struggle.
但是我们若真的认识到所有的源头是从神而来的。
But now if you know that the origin, who is the creator, is God himself.
在人的角度来看，有所谓大的、小的，有高的、有低的，有尊贵的，有卑贱的。
In our perspective, there is big and there is small, there is high and there is low, and there is important and not so important.
但是当我们认识在神的国度的里面，
But now if you recognize what is in the heavenly kingdom,
那这些价值，这些高低跟人的想法常常是完全不一样的。
Then you'll find out that all this comparison between big and small is not important.
到底谁是那个大的呢？
So does it matter who is bigger?
到底谁才是那个小的呢？
Does it matter who is smaller?
我想我们读圣经，读主告诉我们的话，我们就发现说，跟人的想法好像是完全不一样的。
So if you read the Bible and if you understand God's words, then you will know that it is not important.
主耶稣是那个最大的那一位。
For Christ is the biggest of all.
但是主告诉我们，他来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
But then Christ also says that he come to this land not to be served, but to serve.
他应该是站在最高的地位。
Even though he is supposed to be on the most high.
但是我们的主，他这样的甘愿站在一个最卑微的地位上。
But our God come to this land very willingly and humbly to serve.
神的国度，弟兄姊妹，在今天所显出来的那个真实的荣耀，跟我们所认识的人所认识的荣耀是完全不一样的。
So in this heavenly kingdom, all our value systems means nothing.
所以我们看见说，认识所有的来源是何等的重要。
So we should understand that the origin of everything is important.
今天我们真的认识，只有主才是我们一切的中心。
And we should know that God should be our only center and origin.
他才是所有事物的来源。
And he should be the origin of all.
我们就认识到说，今天我们有什么好争的呢？
So then you will slowly recognize that we do not need to struggle.
若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
For a man can receive nothing unless it has been given him from heaven.
所以施洗约翰他从这一句话，我们看见他回答他的门徒们所有的问题。
So from these words we could see John's answer to his disciples.
从人的里面，从门徒的角度，他们有一些的不平。
In the perspective of a man, they would think that it is unfair to their master.
施洗约翰不一样。
But John the Baptist thought differently.
施洗约翰他那么的清楚。
For John the Baptist had this very clear understanding.
所以他里面没有那个嫉妒纷争。
So at that time, he does not have any jealousy in him.
他在这里说，我曾说，我不是基督。
And he says, you yourself are my witness that I said, I am not the Christ.
是奉差遣在他面前的。
But I have been sent ahead of him.
当犹太人来问施洗约翰说，你到底是谁？
When the Jews came and asked John the Baptist, who are you?
施洗约翰说，我不是基督。
John the Baptist says, I am not the Christ.
他说，他们又问他说，你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？
Then they further, they ask him, are you Elijah then?
他说，我不是。
And John the Baptist says, no, I'm not.
他们问他说，你是先知吗？
And then they ask him, are you a prophet?
他说，我不是。
Then John the Baptist says, no, I'm not.
所以人很困惑，到底施洗约翰是谁？
So people at that time were very confused. They did not know who John was.
施约翰告诉他们说，
Then John said,
我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路。
For I am only a voice in the wilderness, for me to open up this path for Christ.
他好像就是一个旷野的一个声音。
Just like he is a voice in the wilderness.
他在那里要为主来预备道路。
And he was only there to prepare the path for Christ.
他是为主来开路的那一位。
For he is only opening up the path.
所以他知道他不是基督。
So he knows very clearly that he is not the Christ.
他不是以利亚。
And he is not Elijah.
他也甚至说他不是先知。
And he also even said that he was not even a prophet.
但是其实我们知道他是最大的先知。
But then actually we know that he is the prophet of the Most High.
使徒约翰他把人带到主的那里去。
Because John the Baptist is the one who led people to Christ.
让人认识只有耶稣基督才是中心。
So that people will now know that only Christ is the center.
他宣告看啊，神的羔羊背负世人罪孽的。
And then John also said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin.
叫所有的人不是看使徒约翰自己，乃是来看耶稣基督。
So that people are no longer focused on John the Baptist, but on Christ.
那我们看见他第二次在那里说，看啊，神的羔羊。
And then on the second time, on the second day, when he said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
在他旁边原本有两个他的门徒。
There was two disciples that was right next to him on that day.
那一位呢就是安德烈。
And one of them was Andrew.
那另外一位就是写约翰福音的使徒约翰。
And then the other disciple was John, who wrote the Gospel of John.
当他们听见使徒约翰的宣告，看啊，神的羔羊。
And then they both heard the declaration from John, the Lamb of God.
那这两个门徒他们就跟随了耶稣。
So now these two disciples became disciples of Christ.
约翰，使徒约翰，他里面并没有嫉妒。哎，你们是我的门徒，今天怎么跟从主耶稣去了
？But understand that John the Baptist at that time never said that. Hey, these two are my disciples. Why are you following another master?
他非常的清楚他的身份，他的使命是什么
？Because John the Baptist has a clear understanding what his roles and responsibilities are.
他是一个旷野的声音。
For he was only a voice in the wilderness.
他是为耶稣基督来预备道路。
And he is the one to send to be prepared the path.
他是要将人引到基督那里去。
And he is the one to lead people to Christ.
他是要为耶稣基督来做见证。
And he is the one to testify against Christ.
这是使徒约翰他的职事。
And this is John the Baptist's responsibility.
所以我们看见这一段的圣经，有人讲说，好像是使徒约翰他的这个退场的一段话哈。
Maybe people will say that this is almost the ending for John the Baptist in the Bible.
但是我们却看见他所要蒙的福分是何等的大。
But then we should understand that he is truly blessed.
他讲到说，娶新妇的就是新郎。
And then here John the Baptist says, "He who was the bride is the bridegroom."
新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐。
But the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice.
故此我这喜乐满足了。
So this joy of mine has been made full.
他讲到说他是新郎的朋友。
Here John the Baptist says that he is only the friend of the bridegroom.
新郎是讲到耶稣基督。
But the bridegroom is Christ.
新妇是讲到他的教。
And the bride is his church.
在当时候，他们的风俗听说是这样。
At that time, I think the tradition was like this.
那新郎的朋友是要把新娘子要带到新郎的面前去的。
It is the bridegroom's friend who leads the bride to the groom.
当然，我们今天都是新娘的父亲哈。
Oh, of course, now you understand that it's only the father that leads the bride.
我们今天王弟兄下午就要做这件事哈。
Indeed, this afternoon I have to attend a wedding.
但当时是新郎的朋友。
But at that time it was the friend of the bridegroom.
他在这里很清楚。
And at that time, John knows clearly.
只有耶稣基督他是这个新郎。
That only Christ is the groom.
只有他才是这个中心。
And only he is the center.
他是新郎的朋友。
And John was only a friend.
他能够把人带到基督的那里去。
For his purpose is to lead people to this bridegroom.
他能够向人来见证耶稣基督，唯有他是主。
And his purpose is to testify to people that only Christ is God.
他是神的羔羊。
And only he is the Lamb of God.
他里面有一个何等的喜乐，他的喜乐就满足了。
And then by doing that, his joy is made full.
我们看见使徒约翰他所做的，他所见证的。
So here we see what John the Baptist has done and what he is testifying against.
今天当我们读到使徒约翰他讲的这段话
，So today when we read this passage from John the Baptist,
无论有人说这好像是一个他的退场之歌啊，有人讲到整个旧约结束在使徒约翰他讲的这段话的里面。
Some people may say that these things. that John the Baptist took place of is the ending of the Old Testament.
但是今天对我们来讲,
but today we should have a great understanding and revelation from this passage.
因为我们从圣经里面看见,
because in the Bible we see
那个源头从撒旦来的, 今天仍然在我们的里面做何等搅扰的工作。
We see that this origin from Satan has now become a part of our nature.
常常要我们看我们自己。
And oftentimes, this nature leads us to be self-centered.
常常让我们以自己为中心。
And oftentimes leads us to be self-centered.
常常不叫神的儿女在十架的路上蒙大的恩典和祝福。
And oftentimes it hinders us from walking the path to be glorious.
今天也许我们信主了好久。
So maybe today you have been a long believer.
但是我们也认识一些的真理。
And maybe you're a long-time believer, and then you know the truth a little bit.
但是今天好多的时候，我们不能像我们弟兄所说的，我们那样的甘心情愿把自己交在主的手里面。
But oftentimes we are still humble, we are still hindered and not be humble enough to walk this path.
四约翰最后他讲到说，
And at the end, John the Baptist said,
他必兴旺, 我必衰微。
He must increase, but I must decrease.
他知道他来不过是一个旷野的声音。
For John the Baptist knows that he is only a voice in the wilderness.
当主要被显出来,
and when God is revealed,
他自己好像就要退场了，他就不是那个中心了。
And when God is revealed, his part is done. He no longer is the center.
当司祭约翰在那里尽他的职事的时候,
and when John the Baptist has finished his service,
有好多人来到他那里。
A lot of people came to him.
虽然他的话是很重的话。
Even though his words are heavy,
但是传叫人悔改的福音,
but the gospel of repenting,
但是主耶稣来了,
but now that Christ has come,
他把主引介出来,
and now he has introduced Christ to the world.
今天他认识, 他必兴旺, 我必衰微。
So then John the Baptist said, he must increase, but I must decrease.
是的, 这是约翰, 司洗约翰, 他所做的一个见证。
And yes, this is the testimony from John the Baptist.
但是弟兄姊妹, 当我们读到这句话,
And brothers and sisters, I hope that when you read this verse,
我们认识到说, 主借着这句话, 做工在我们的身上。
We recognize that it is through this verse that God is working in us.
主在我们的里面, 祂要增加。
Because in us, God wants to be increased.
我们自己在我们的身上, 我们需要减少。
And then we need to decrease ourselves.
我们如果能够有这样的看见, 我们能够站在一个蒙福的地位上。
Now then, if you have this understanding, then you will be in a blessed position.
尼弟兄写到那首诗歌, 到最后, 它只有一个祷告。
Yeah, but in the hymn that we just sang, written by Watchman Nee, it says at the end, this is now my only plea.
叫主能够增加, 我们能够减少。
That thou will increase and I decrease.
他兴旺就是增加的意思。
Then to be increased means that now he is going to be prosperous.
衰微就是减少的意思。
And then we must decrease.
弟兄姊妹,
or be little.
当我们在读这个诗, 圣经或者是唱这个诗歌的时候, 我们常常很受感动。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of times we will be touched when we read the Bible or when we sing a hymn.
每一次的打击都是真利益。
For every blow I suffer is true gain to me.
如果你收取的, 你以自己来代替。
And in the place of what thou takest, thou dost give thyself to me.
我们也常常羡慕, 很多的弟兄姊妹, 他们的经历, 我们说, 哇, 真是非常的宝贵。
A lot of time, we might be a little jealous of other people's testimony and experience.
但是今天当神的手临到我们的身上,
but now that when God's hand is working on us,
真的叫我们减少的时候,
and when He is truly asking us to decrease,
哇, 那是不容易的。
Oh, that must be a tough time.
弟兄姊妹, 当我们要看见这是一个蒙福的道路。
And brothers and sisters, you have to understand that this is a path of glory.
若我们不愿意减少,
if you're not willing to decrease,
主在我们里面没办法增加,
if you're not willing to decrease, then God cannot increase.
若我们的中心还是在我们自己的身上,
and if you are still staying self-centered,
愿我们不愿意放下我们自己,
and if you are not willing to give yourself up,
主在我们里面, 那个给我们的生命是很难长大的,
then the life that is bestowed upon us cannot grow.
巴不得我们里面都有这个祷告。
So I hope that everyone will have this same plea.
主啊, 愿你增加。
He said, God, I hope you will increase.
愿你增加。
And please increase.
今天也许我们彼此见面的时候，我们问说，有没有主有没有增加一点呢？
So maybe next time when we greet each other, we could say, have God increased in you.
也许我们都要彼此提醒。
Or maybe we have to remind everyone of
it. 一年一年过去非常的快速。
As years and years goes by,
主有没有在我里面增加？
Is God increasing in you?
他这边讲到说，主啊，你必兴旺，我必衰微。
And here it says, He must increase, but I must decrease.
主必增加，我必减少。
For God must increase, and I must decrease.
巴不得这个成为我们每一位弟兄姊妹我们的祷告。
And I truly hope that this has become your plea and prayer for every one of the brothers.
使徒约翰知道他来的身份，他的使命是什么。
And John the Baptist knows clearly his roles and his responsibility.
他也看见有一条荣耀的道路。
And he also sees this path of glory.
是的，那个时候主还没有钉十字架。
And yes, at that time Christ has not gone up on the cross yet.
那个时候还没有圣经保罗得着这么多启示的话语。
And at that time Paul has not received so much revelation in the Bible.
没有看见说好像十字架的道路的那个启示借着保罗借着圣经的话讲得那么清楚。
And yes, at that time, maybe the path is not as clearly defined by Paul nowadays.
但是使徒约翰他摸着了这个原则。
But then John the Baptist saw this principle of this path.
主后来告诉我们说，我们要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
Then God later on tells us that we have to consecrate ourselves and carry our own cross.
保罗告诉我们说，他不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And then Paul also said that he does not know anything else but God going onto the cross for us.
历史历代以来有多少的圣徒得主的开启，他们都走在这条十字架的路上。
And then from ages to ages, all the saints have seen this path and walked this path.
今天我们看见施洗约翰他何等的蒙福。
And today we also see that how blessed is John the Baptist.
他看见一条荣耀的道路。
For he has seen this path.
主要增加，我们要减少。
The path tells him that God must increase and he must decrease.
今天我们感谢主，主把他的生命赐给我们。
So today we praise and thank God that we are now given a new life.
主把一个道路赐给我们。
And he has also given us a path.
今天我们能够在基督里的。
So that now in Christ,
我们可以真实的来经历
that we could experience this reality.
是的，我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
And yes, the old self has now been slain on the cross with Christ.
我们也可以来经历。
So now that we have the right to experience.
在每一天生活中，我们拣选耶稣基督。
So that we could experience every day, we have the right to make a choice to follow Christ.
他是我的生命。
That we will chosen him to be our life.
我愿意放下我的自己。
And I am willing to put myself down.
主实在是把很多很多的机会赐给我们。
And God has given us plenty of opportunities to choose.
叫我们有这个机会来拣选他。
So that we always have that choice to choose him.
叫他能够增加。
So that he can increase.
叫我们自己能够减少。
That I can also be decreased.
有时候就在讲话的当中。
And maybe at times it is in your talking or conversation.
放下我们自己。
In your conversation with others that you can be decreased.
主啊，愿你增加，我减少。
And Lord, you must increase and I must decrease.
有时候在遇到一个环境，一个难处的时候。
Maybe when you're in a very difficult circumstances.
我们说，主啊，愿你增加，我减少。
You can say that, Lord, you can increase and I can decrease.
在一个最不愿意遇到的情形，或者说在被人家误会、羞辱的状况底下。
Maybe when you're in a very tough situation, when you're under a misunderstanding of others,
在人看是一个非常不容易的环境。
And when all the people think that you're going through a really rough time,
弟兄姊妹，这可能是我们一个机会，叫我能够减少，叫主能够增加。
And brothers and sisters, maybe this is your opportunity to choose that he can be increased and you can be decreased.
主把各样的机会给我们。
For God has given us plenty of opportunities.
今天就是我们的机会。
And today is yet another opportunity.
当我们愿意拣选主。
Are you willing to choose God?
我们愿意放下自己。
When you're willing to put yourself down.
我们减少，主增加了。
And now when you decrease, God will increase.
我们曾讲过，今天所减少的，所放下的，不过是短暂的。
And then maybe you remember that last time when we communicate, we said that what we have is only temporary.
今天我们所放下的不过是必朽坏的。
And what you're putting down today is only temporary.
今天我们所能够减少的不过是那个老旧的。
And today whatever you are decreasing is only the old.
但是主在我们里面的增加是永远的。
But then the life that is increasing in us is eternal.
是不朽坏的。
It is something that will never perish.
是那个荣耀的。
It is something that is glorious.
今天我们看见这里告诉我们一条何等宝贵的道路。
So here we will see this precious path pointed out to us.
当我们真的看见的时候，我们说：“哇，这是一条太上算的道路。”
And when you truly see this path, you will see that this is very beneficial.
啊，减少那些非常必朽坏的，减少这些暂时的，但我们增加乃是主他的自己。
Whatever we are decreasing is perishable, is only temporary, but whatever we are increasing is eternal and glorious.
有时候我们放不下的就是一个自尊心的受伤，那一口气就是放不下。
And a lot of times, what we are not willing to decrease is our pride.
其实若是我们愿意说，那个算不了什么，我愿意让它减少。
Or maybe at that time, if you could say that this might not be so important at all, it can be decreased.
弟兄姊妹，我们会让主在我里面增加。
Then brothers and sisters, God will then be increased.
有时候我们里面的一个骄傲，我们却觉得非常的宝贵。
It is our arrogance that becomes so valuable to us.
当我们愿意让它减少，主就会增加。
If you're willing to decrease your arrogance, then God can increase.
我们看见他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And again, he must increase, and I must decrease.
巴不得借着施洗约翰他所活出来的一个见证。
And I hope that this testimony that John the Baptist has given us,
叫我们众人的心都来转向基督。
So that every one of us could turn and repent to God.
叫我们的生活有改变。
So that our life can be changed.
以主为我们的中心。
So that now God has become our center.
叫我们走在这条路上，天天来经历他的自己。
So that every day when we walk this path, we will experience Himself.
我们也像尼弟兄一样，我们只有一个祷告。
So just like Watchman Nee, we have only one plea.
主啊，你增加。我减少。
The Lord, thou increase and I decrease.
我们再来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing hymn. 386 one more time.
386首。
386。
你若不压橄榄成渣。
All these that have known no pressure.
你若不压橄榄成渣，他就不能。
们的神没有这样灾祸的意念。
Our God has no other thoughts.
我们的神他乃是慈恩的意念。
And God has only want to give His grace to us.
我们的主何等渴望把他自己多多的赏给我们。
For God has a longing that He wants to give His fullness to us.
他要叫我们得生命，并且要得的更丰盛。
So that we will not only receive a new life, but a fully new life.
愿意我们里面带着一个渴慕。向我们的主来祷告。
So I ask that you have this willing to pray before God.
我们愿意得着他的自己。
So that you're willing to receive Himself.
我们第三节请姊妹唱，第四节请弟兄唱。
So number
节我们一起唱。
So number 3 sisters, number 4 brothers, number 5 together.
第三节。
Number 3.